Hi, could you just tell me your name, first of all?
Yeah, I'm Jason Edgerton from Local 1771.
Jason, one of the things that's been real important is that you guys are representing something for a lot of people around this country with being under house arrest and the kind of fight you've been going through. During the time that you were, you know, under house arrest and all the problems were going on, how did you feel about all the things that were going on, the kind of support that was going on and the kind of issues that you had to deal with personally? How did you feel about all that?
It was kind of up and down. I mean, you heard different things every day. You heard, you know, one day that the charges were dropped. We celebrated for 3 or 4 days. Come to find out it was just dropped on three individuals, not us and ourselves. It was, you didn't know from one day to the next whether we were going to actually be set free within inside of a year or if we were going to spend 5 years in jail. We didn't know. Day to day, everything was different. I mean, from what the lawyers were telling me, from what my president was telling me, and from what my fellow brethren were telling me, it was something different every day.
It must have been a difficult time, but when you worked through all that, and you got out of the 18 months and things worked out, what are the kinds of things you would tell other working people about what they need to do and the implications, sort of the importance of what you guys have done?
I mean, I just hope that our cause was just, and that South Carolina, let alone the nation, did take some kind of learning experience from this. I hope this doesn't happen to anybody else. I mean, and that's why I think what we did was right. I mean, it not only protected us, but protected the working man around the country and around the world. And I hope and I pray that this will never happen again to anybody. And I hope nobody's life is in limbo as mine.
When all this happened, why were you on that picket line? What was going through your mind when you went out, like a lot of working people do, go on a picket line, and all of a sudden there's all these things going on? What was going through your mind then?
What's happening with your nation? I mean, as far as the cops showing up and such that force, the cops were there for a fight, and they knew that. And the cops, in my eyes, did not know what they were protecting. They were there because of orders. They were there because of a higher senior officer told them to be there, which, I mean, technically is their job, but they didn't see it through our eyes, and the cops did not know what was there. But the reason I was there that night, I was my father's been out there for 25 years, and growing up, I mean, he supplied us food, clothing, shelter, whatever we needed because of the union, and I was there to basically protect. His job, protect his retirement, and protect my future.
It sounds like it was not just for yourself, but it was always for your family and for the community at large. It sounds like you did a good job looking back on it. What would you say, if you went to talk to some kids in a school, what would you say is the lesson that they should know about what was going on?
As far as kids at school, I would... I basically tell them that it was a struggle, but it was a struggle that I believed in. And as long as you believe in something and you've got backing, the cause will be true.
Thank you very much.
Is that okay? It's beautiful.